Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the one button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posty, representing Florida, the South, baby. This Grudge Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Lady A, what's good, Lady A?
Everything. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm a little bit tired, Lady, but I'm pushing through. What's good? What's it though? How your day going?
My day is going lovely, dear. Lovely, lovely.
Love,
how was your weekend?
Love.
How has your week been?
My weekend?
Yeah.
I ain't really do too much. I just caught up on some much-needed rest. And I went testing a little bit, you know, for the fools who think we slipping over here. But you know, other than that, you know, everything good. Hey, I can't complain. I'm here. You know, Lord woke me up this morning to see another day. So throughout it all, I can't complain. You know what I mean? I definitely can't complain. How you look, man? How's the little man?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking, dear.
You gonna let him help you work the board tonight or what?
Mm-mm, he sleep.
Oh, he sleep? Oh, okay. Well, you got a little break, so you good. Quick question for you. You coming up to the Rock this weekend?
No.
You gonna miss the Rock? Lady A, I don't believe you, Lady A.
Yeah, no, it's a little too rainy for me to feel like traveling, so nope.
Okay. Well, they said we're supposed to have some good weather this weekend, according to the weather bug. I've been on the weather bug every day. Right now, it's about 30%. Yeah, 30% for Friday, 20% for Saturday. So, hey, for that, for 30 and 20, I got the ride. You know what I mean? I can't stay home for that.
We're having a lot of frequent storms here where I am, so I'm afraid that I'll get caught coming back or leap going, so it's going to hang tight.
Okay, so you're going to play better safe than sorry. Just stay in the crib and stay dry, keep little man from getting wet. Yeah, we don't need him slipping and sliding across the highway.
True.
For sure. But I need to do me a favor first and foremost. I need you to get post on for me. Make sure, is T5 mic open?
Not yet. Give me a second.
Catch T5 for me. I want to get post lock on and make sure T5 mic open for me and catch Big Low. I need to get Big Low on. I got to get my
okay,
man.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, cool. All right, well. All right, cool. So with that being said, while she's doing that for me, you know I'm out here bumping and grinding, trying to push through this busy work day of mine. This weekend, y'all, everybody know. Those who don't know, I'm going to reiterate it for you. If you don't know what that means tell you again, mention it again, say it again, however you want to put it. World Grudge Nationals going down Rockingham, North Carolina. It's going to be real big. It's definitely going to be one of them races you don't want to miss. It's going to be one of those races you don't want to watch on DVD. You're not going to want to hear about it. You're not going to want a race recap. You're going to want to be there to see what's going to go down. We're going to make history down at the Rock. Because a lot of people's feelings going to get hurt. And it's going to be a lot of upsets, a lot of disappointments, a lot of excitement, and everything in between. So that's World Grudge National going down this weekend. But before I get into the show, as always, I got to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. You know what I mean? So I want to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, first and foremost, before I start with the mumbo-jumbo and, you know, doing the normal things that I do around about this time. You know what I mean? So with that being said, big ups once again to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now I got that out of the way. Let me see. T5, you there? Okay, post op, you there?
Yo.
T5, what's good, brother?
Got a little background noise. Give me a few seconds. I'll hit you back when I get up on the road, about 10 minutes. Low say, hit him up on the phone, too.
Yeah, I got Lady A. Tell him Lady A trying to get him on right
his
now.
He's
trying to call.
His phone ain't ringing. We looking at it.
Oh, okay. Well, she trying to call him.
It's running right now.
Okay, well, tell them to answer.
All right.
All right. Lo, you there? Let me see if she got a big...
Hey, Lady. Lady, call him back, Lady. I tried to answer, then hung it up.
Hey, Five, but before you go real quick, what's good with you, brother? How your day going? Talk to me. Talk to the listeners real quick before you jump off. And
no, I ain't jumping off like that. I'm just trying to get these paws get back down there to load up. It's been a rough one. Been a rough one right now. Just trying to get it in there.
You got to tell me. I feel you on the rough. All right, so
I ain't jumping off. It's going to be less than about 5 minutes. I'm still going to be on. It's about less than 5 minutes. I'll be with you.
Okay. I can do that. In the meantime, between time, let me see. Pro stock. Did we get pro stock on yet? Post up. Nah, he ain't on, because if he was on, we'd hear that fat ass laugh he got. Post up got the gayest laugh in the world. Let me see. Low, Lofty. Low, did you get on yet? Boy, I tell everybody working slow today. You know, y'all gonna have to excuse me. I'm running a little behind. I'm in between stops. I'm out on the road. You know, I'm on the clock right now, so I'm in between stops trying to get it done. So y'all just bear with me. I'll be with you real briefly. Meantime, between time. Two seconds. Coming back to you. Let me see. Lady A, yeah? I guess Lady A still doing her thing. All right, in the meantime, between time, I'll run down through my sponsors real quick. Give me 2 seconds. Yo. All right. Run down through my sponsors real quick. First, I got DNL Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, Obnoxious Racing Apparel, Horsepower Sales, Applied Nitrous, Speed and Truck World, AA Performance, TRZ Motorsports, Fast by Gas Racing, Kelly Racing, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Grudge Inc., Heads Up Composites. Shit, my mind just went blank just that quick. Yeah. I know dog gonna talk shit, but it is what it is. Wilson Manifold, Mickey Thompson. Pro Stock, you know?
Yes, sir. Good evening. How you doing?
What's going on, Doc? I'm trying to do a million things at one time. World Grudge Nationals, buddy. World Grudge Nationals. I'm glad I got you on because I need you to be on to verify a few things. You got a lot of numbers that we probably gonna need to get to here shortly. But tell everybody what's going on this weekend. And for those late bloomers who haven't heard, or people who just need a recap, because I've been getting a lot of texts and emails about who's racing who, who's doing what, when they do, how they doing, what color the car is, what size the tires is, and all, everything in between.
Oh,
so,
man.
You the man with the plan. So I'm pretty sure you can help some of the listeners out with this weekend, brother.
Oh, most definitely. This weekend, Grudge goes national at the Rock. When I say national, man, what I mean is this is the first time ever, and I mean ever, that we have a setup like this. I mean, Grudge racing teams, the biggest Grudge racing teams from around the country will all flock, congregate, collide in one place, and that is Rockingham, North Carolina. And I can even give you the address today. If anybody's interested in the address.
Yeah, get the address out several times throughout the show for the people coming on and also maybe not paying attention or who just didn't hear. Go ahead and give out the address for those who may need it to put it in their GPS to find out where the happens going to be at.
All right, you can write this down too, Lady A, just in case I get cut off. My battery life is not very good right now, so 21-53 U.S. Highway 1. U.S. Highway 1, Rockingham, N.C., and the zip code 28379. So what we're looking at here, again, we're making history. Now, there have been graduations before where guys have come from, you know, this place or that place and have all winded up in the same place. And, again, there have been some big races where there's been, you know, quite a few guys from out of state, from out of town. But this one, the reason that this one is different, the reason that this one is special is because of the amount of guys that are coming from out of town. I mean, we got guys coming from all around the country. We got guys coming from let me count how many states. We got Florida, Georgia, Alabama. Keep count with me now. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee. And we're not talking about 901 Bad Boys. We got another guy out of Tennessee with a noble trying to race for Jenny Slim. That's five states. I said Tennessee. Okay, we got Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. We got New York, New Jersey. We got Philadelphia. We got, Pennsylvania, that's the state, Pennsylvania. We got Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Michigan, Columbia. We got North Carolina, South Carolina. Did I say Georgia?
No.
I don't know. All right. And then we got California, and we got Nevada. And we got one guy from Oregon. So we got, as I said, this is a national event. This is a national event of epic proportion. And not only do we have one or two guys coming, I mean, we got about 15 cars coming out of Texas. We got about 13 cars coming out of Detroit, I mean, Michigan. We got about 10, 12 cars coming out of Chicago. We got about 10 cars coming out of New York, New Jersey. I mean, New Jersey, 5-10 cars coming out of New York. We got multiple cars from Florida, you know, and, you know, Virginia and whatever. You know Carolina's going to represent their home state. You know the boys
coming
here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
So I just mean,
right.
I just mean they're going to be present. Herb, the ruler, he's right there from Piedmont. He said he's going to be in the house hard and heavy.
Extreme Motorsports going to be there?
Extreme Motorsports is supposed
to
be there.
They got on my ass last week, and I got a bone to pick with them this week. But after you do what you got to do, we going to get to the bullshit. But go ahead.
Yeah, man. And so we got all these guys coming together in one place. And again, I mean, the size of this is what makes it different from anything that's ever been done before. And the way we've got it set up, you know, we got 25 teams playing host to this. And let me tell you what makes it national. See, now, and we had a conversation last night, and the guys asked me, you know, we got four teams from South Carolina, and we got three teams from North Carolina. So we spread it around the nation. We got two teams from Texas. We got three teams from Florida. We got two teams from Chicago. Two teams from Detroit and Mississippi, and two teams from Mississippi, and two teams from Alabama, and we spread the love all around. And at the end of the day, each of those teams was recruiting racers and guys from their area. That's why this is going to be the biggest Saturday. Wow.
Go ahead, post-op. That's me with the background noise. I'm at work, man. You got to – I'm in between stops, though. You got to work with
– Okay. And so that's why this is going to be the biggest and the baddest outlaw grudge and street race on the planet, period. Because every area in this country, as we all know, everybody want to claim that they the best. Texas want to claim that they the best. And even inside of Texas – Dallas claims that they're better than Houston. And Houston claims that they're better than Austin and in San Antonio. And you got all these little inside the state rivalries. But on July 5th and 6th, there ain't no more Houston. There ain't no more Dallas. God damn it, it's just Texas. And that's G-O-T, not G-O-D, for those that are keeping score. All right? Texas is coming in the house. Now, we got Detroit. I mean, we got the whole state of Michigan. You got Detroit. You got Milan. You got Martin. You got all those inside the state rivalries. But guess what? July 5th and 6th, World Grudge Nationals, ain't no more interstate rivalries. Michigan is coming strong. Illinois, Chicago, and all those boys coming strong. Mississippi coming strong. Alabama coming strong. Florida coming strong. So people ain't coming. I called Chris Mack from Georgia the other day. Georgia coming strong. Tony Bynes in primetime and those boys are coming. Jay Barnes and his Grand Tink boys are coming. So the whole deal is that.
Hey, hold on. Hey, hold on. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard the Rock folks be there, man.
Gilbert Jacobs is coming, man. Gilbert Jacobs is coming.
Hello?
Gilbert Jacobs will be there, man. He is
so
coming.
Rock won't be on the premise.
Yeah, Rock will be there. Him and the Bounty Hunter Mustang will be there. And he will bring his bike, and they're doing their thing. Mario will be there. I mean, listen, let me tell you something, man. See, a couple of guys are calling me, and they're asking me for some money. Yeah, I mean, just a little travel money. And you know what? Generally speaking, I always oblige people with that because I understand that the races are the show, especially if you are headlining the show. But I'm going to tell you what. We got Mr. Five Speed versus Roy James, the Battle of the Goats. These guys have been at it for almost a year now with these two GTOs, at least from January earlier this year. All right. And I think a little bit last year when Roy James first got that car. And these guys are finally going to get it on. And guess what, Crew Chief?
Go ahead.
That ain't the goddamn headline race.
That ain't the headline
race. Tony Burns is supposed to go again against Cole Killer. And guess what, Crew Chief?
What?
That ain't the headline race.
That's not
now we got Don Bank going up against T5, Gigantor, Big Low, and Gangsta Boo too. But guess what?
Well,
that ain't the headline race. We got the Ozax bringing up Mitchell out. We got Purple Rain going up against the Dobbs Dragon. We got Buddy Blow going up against Gigantor. Gigantor going up against T5. Tony Burns going up against Molly, Tight Man. Tight Man and King Nate on golf carts. King Nate going up against Never Scared. I mean, we got lock-in after lock-in after lock-in. But guess what? Ain't none of those shit the headlines. You know what the headlines ain't got? A crew chief got there on the side. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Do you know what the headline is?
No, the headline is
all them goddamn people. You understand? That's the headline to all them goddamn rock in and rock in. That's the goddamn headline.
The headline.
Ain't no one rock in. It's all that shit.
Everything.
And Fast by Gas and Little Red Riding Hood is supposed to get their groove on. Right?
Hey.
But that ain't the goddamn headline.
What the headline is?
Fast by Gas and Little Red Riding Hood is supposed to get their groove on. Look at the goddamn headlines.
Hey,
the headlines.
You remember the video I did down there in Bradenton, right?
Right.
When I said I was going to do the Little Red Riding Hood?
Oh yeah.
Man, it's going to be worse this time, man. I'm gonna just go ahead and blow it back out and just leave it alone.
You say you're gonna molest the man child, huh?
Yeah, I'm just going to blow it back out.
Now they got another little S10 coming up on the scene right now. Hold on
man.
A second.
What's taking them so long? When you say S10, that's my language. Talk to me.
You say your blood stopped flowing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good deal. good deal on that then. But what I'm saying is, what's the name? Team Aberdeen. They got a little S10. They got a little Chevy Love. The other day that was at, we was at Memphis Motorsports Park, and they were showing. They showed up and showed out over there. They was doing some damage. And they called out Little Red Riding Hood, and they said, "Fans by gas, your ass is next." So they supposed to be at Royal Grudge Nationals.
Only reason they showed up, because I wasn't there. That's all.
Well, I hear you, man. But see, that's the thing. Everybody is always talking about that, you know, that they're the baddest and they're the best. And this is the one opportunity that everybody in this country, anybody in this country that you're looking for, should be at World Grudge Nationals. If you are somebody, if you are anybody, you will be at World Grudge Nationals, because if you want to be the best, you got to be the best. And this is the day that you can walk among the best. The fans, y'all need to be there to witness, to see, because you hear these guys on the radio and on the internet, and they typing about how bad they is and how much they going to do to this or they do to that one. And at the end of the day, shit, they got an opportunity to do it this time. Big Low is sitting down there. I mean, and all these damn G bodies gonna be in one spot. You're gonna have the Gangsta Boo too. You're gonna have Don Ye. You're gonna have Gigantor, my man Big Dick. You're gonna have T5, and you're gonna have I think the Goldie Malibu is gonna be there. I mean, and maybe Real Tree might be there. The White Boys are supposed to be there. I mean, it's going to be a veritable grudge racing.
Stop. Can I clarify something for the record?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna say this for the record, and I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn who take offense to it, who don't like it. If they got a problem with it, they know the number. Get at me. Hit me on email, Facebook, Instagram, Grudge Racer, Grudge Inc., however. So for the record, for all the listeners out there in Grudge Land, there is only one Gangsta Boo that we respect, and that's Mississippi Joe M and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only Gangsta Boo that we respect. All the rest of them out there, man, they can get with the program. Don't talk up to them. They can get with the program. We get a rock and ham, fuck all on.
Lord, to the have mercy. Hey, but check this out, though, man. Now, speaking of surprises, the goddamn Dobbs, and that's, again, that's G-O-T, not G-O-D. Now, Dobbs Racing and that Dragon will be there. And they said that ain't no pro mod on the premises safe, and they got to, guess what? I'm going to give you some breaking news. They got a surprise special driver and tuner for that night. Now, I already figured out who it is, but I can't tell you. I can't tell you in the public of the ad. They told me they couldn't tell me, so I'm not going to break them. Being the investigative, objective reporter that I am, I already did my homework. I know who it is, Coochie. Now, I'll tell you what, I will text you the name if you tell me about the tell no damn body, and when we get there, I want you to tell the fans next week, was I right?
Okay.
I want you to tell the fans next week. I'll text you before the day, by tomorrow. I'll text you by tomorrow and tell you, after the show tonight. I'm driving right now. But I will text you, and I'll tell you who it is. Now, I got H.D. Rogers on the phone of the Old Jacks. They are going to be there with that missile. Now, they told Mr. Five Speed that, if you know, they had a little mishap down at down in South Carolina the other day. And they had a little mishap, but they said they had fun down there, which is the main thing. And everybody came out safe, which is the main thing. But they putting that missile back together, and it's the story that I'm getting, the report that I'm getting, that thing is about 3 or 4 seconds from being buttoned up, hatched up, and ready to go to war on July 5th. Now, HD, is that correct? What I've just stated.
We'll be there.
I know you will. So now, and you will be ready to go to war.
And you wouldn't tell me we weren't ready.
Okay, now five speed, you told Five Speed the other day that you liked that Friday idea. He said he going to Roy James on Saturday, and he said he wanted to go to you on Friday. And you said you liked that idea. I'm just trying to break some news here. I'm not asking. I'm putting you under pressure. I'm just saying if you want to just hold back for a minute and surprise the man, or just wait for a couple more days until I know you ain't all the way buttoned up yet, but you about 99.5% buttoned up, and I know this for a fact.
What about
my
heel?
Good hunter never tell his depth when he's coming.
Hey, you see how the older guys got all these smart sayings, and we younger guys got to take advantage. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Pro stop. Tell him don't talk too loud, because you know Mr. Dobbs going to be on the premises, and they just might get what they're looking for. So don't breathe too hard. They better tiptoe real lightly, make sure they got their blood pressure medicine and everything else, because they're going to need it if they start talking too loud.
Oh, well, listen now. I just talked to Steve Earwood. That's the owner of Rockingham Dragway, fine gentleman that he is. And I asked him to bring. I asked him to please order extra supply of oxygen masks. I didn't say masks. I said masks. Some oxygen masks and two extra ambulances. And one of them, they got the special gurneys inside. The gurney is a thing you roll on. They got the special gurneys inside where you can put your face down and put your ass up. Come when you get your asshole blown out, you got to ride ass up. You don't want to ride like. So you know how the massage tables, you can put your face down, you can still breathe. So they got some special ambulance with some ass up gurneys. So
it's Mike Hill.
I know the old jacks ain't gonna need them though, because the old jacks don't play that shit. Tell them, HD.
Well, see, I don't like to do a lot of talking, Pro Stop. That ain't me. You got to call Terry up. You want to do a lot of talking.
Well, get Terry on the damn phone. Get Terry on the freeway.
Is Mike Hill going to be there?
You say you like to show up and show up.
You got to ask Mike Hill that.
Who's asking if Mike Hill is going to be there? Who's asking that?
Kid out of Chicago.
Okay, kid out of Chicago.
You know what? We really want Mike Hill to be there. And as far as I know now, I just got it. I'm going to give you some more breaking news. The race in Huntsville this weekend. Now, I got this from Stone Cold, so I'm going to say who I got it from first. The race from this weekend.
Let Stone Cold do that, Full Stop.
Huh?
Yeah, let Stone Cold do that.
God. All right. I'm a reporter, man. Somebody go on the internet and see what the status of the race in Huntsville is this weekend. Somebody go on the internet and see and give us a report back, because I heard, you know, maybe it's an unconfirmed report. I haven't confirmed it yet, but I got a report that the race, there's an issue with the race.
Hey, Post Doc Joe, why don't you just call Mike Hill?
I'm telling you, right,
you
call Mike Hill.
Why don't you just call Mike Hill?
All right, let me just call Mike Hill and get him on the phone, and you guys are absolutely right. We can get him on the phone real quick, and we can get this all done. Hold on 1 minute.
All right, while you call Mike Hill, let me see Big Lo. Big Lo, you on the phone, Big Lo. C5, you there? Let me see, 5. Are you there, buddy? C5.
Crew Chief, you coming to Chicago?
Am I coming to Chicago?
Oh.
Coming to Chicago?
All right, and listen, I got you live on the Crew Chief show, and we were hearing some reports about Huntsville. The show in Huntsville, and I wanted to ask you about it to confirm one way or the other.
Hearing some reports like what?
That the show was canceled.
Oh, no, it ain't. No, I'm not saying. We were watching the weather, though. I mean, we were actually waiting until tomorrow evening if everything, the owner called me tonight. We talked this morning. We were like, all right, we're going to give it to Thursday about lunchtime. And if it still show bad, we're going to go ahead and make a seat and put a plug on it. But then he called me tonight. He was like, well, the weather's changing. So he said, I think we're going to be good. He said, cause looking. But, I mean, really, it's tomorrow we should have a final answer. I mean, we discussed it, but we ain't made no final decision. We should tomorrow sometime.
Okay.
He wanted to roll with it, but at the same token, I'm a racer, and I understand a lot of racers ain't going to want to drag their equipment up there and just join 40-50% chance right here.
Okay, good deal. I was talking to Stone Cold today, and I thought he told me that
that they had already done that. So I'm glad I didn't announce that without talking to you first. So anyway, I definitely appreciate it. But because one of the guys, the reason it came up though, we had one of the guys on the phone.
Asking,
yeah, this guy here, I kept asking if you were going to be there. So I said, we would love Mike Hill to be there. And I said, matter of fact, I'm about to make the announcement, but this is, they told me to shut up and call you first and make sure. But,
I told Melvin the same thing this morning. I told Melvin the same thing this morning with the little truck. I said, Melvin, I said, if something happened, you know, with Huntsville, I said, you know, I'll be there to help you.
Okay. Well, good deal on that. Well, I mean, we don't wish you no bad luck out there, but again, I was just saying that we definitely want you at the race, if at all possible. You know, if the stars align and make it so you can be there, then you know, all the better. But anyway, back to the like I said, we're on Crew Chief Show, so you can hang out if you want. But what we were saying though is that. Hold on. I got my man Black Nasty on the phone. Black Nasty, how you doing, sir?
What's happening, Pro Stock?
Well, you live on the radio right now. You live on the radio. Don't get nervous. Now. Don't get nervous.
Ain't nothing nervous about me.
All right. Hey, well, tell me what you're going to do tomorrow now in that tell me what you're going to do tomorrow night in that top sportsman shootout. Tell me what you're going to do tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm gonna do some unspeakable stuff for that. Shoot, y'all might as well crown me now.
So you want that money right away?
Yeah, I gotta have it.
You got to have
it. They might as well go on and put the belt and the crown, a little cap on my head, and the belt around my waist. I gotta have it.
They got to have it.
Yeah, I walked by the car a while ago. It tripped me. I said, "Oh, stop that."
Wait a minute. What the car do?
Stop that me a while ago. It ripped me. I said, "Whoa, stop that. Oh, hold tight. I had to chain that joker down."
Oh yeah, so the car wants to start out. The car want to go to the track now. You can't wait till Friday.
It want to go now. Let me put some daggone rain tires or something on it. I don't know what it's doing over there.
It's kind of banged up. And it's so in rain outside right now. Oh Lord, but the weather is looking good for this weekend.
Black Nasty, Mr. Nasty, or whatever they call you.
Yes, sir.
Who in particular are you looking for when you get up to the Rock, bro?
The weather is looking good for this weekend. We got a 30% chance of rain on a thunderstorm, not rain. This is a thunderstorm, a brief shower in the afternoon on Friday, and we got 10% on Saturday. So we looking really, really good with that. And you can check AccuWeather.com, and you can see that. That's the local weather that we depend on around here. AccuWeather.com. Yeah.
Is he gonna let the man answer the question? You big head about?
What question?
I asked Black Nasty who was he looking for this weekend when he gets to the Rock.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I was on the other line. Go ahead.
You got to stop bumping your gun sometimes.
Excuse me. Who I'm talking to?
It's cool.
Who is this?
Crew Chief. We're on Crew Chief Radio Show. I'm sorry. We're on Crew Chief Radio Show.
Oh, I'm right. You know, I'm looking for the guy. What's his name? Nephew? The one that's running me down so hard.
Nephew.
He ain't got to run. He ain't got to look no more.
Stone cold.
He don't got to look no more.
But what? But
undivided attention.
His new name is Hot Rock though. His name is Hot Rock.
Hot Rock. Okay.
Yeah.
Hot Rock. I'm gonna pack the gas on him then.
No, not Hot Rock. His name is Stone Cold, but I call him Hot Rock. Hot Rock.
Oh,
yeah.
You call him Hot Rock. Oh, Mr. Yeah. Stone Cold. Okay. All right. I'm cold. Well, he's been looking for me for a long time now, and so I ain't no sense in me keeping him waiting.
Okay.
I don't like to keep a man waiting, especially when he's looking for me. I like to be the first thing.
You're going to be a first responder, huh?
I like to be first. I don't like to be at I told him a long time ago, if you leave me on the porch, I'm all right. But when I come off that summer, it's trouble then.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's trouble
mm-hmm.
when I come off that porch.
So Black Nasty going to be looking for all the top sportsman guys. Miller Racing is I got B-Ray on the phone from Miller Racing. B-Ray, I heard that I talked to
a source close to the repairs on your car. Y'all had a little incident down in Orangeburg last week, and your car, but the car is fixed now. It's getting buttoned up right now, and you guys will be in at the Rock looking for racing with that Camaro, yeah?
That's correct. We're going to be ready. We'll be there. We're looking for a little run if we can find one. Some decent money, not no little bitty money.
You said some big money, not a little bitty money. Hold on. Can you get your boss on the phone, B-Ray, because he called me right now. I'm going to tell him to call you. Can you tie him in?
Sure, I have him call you right now.
No. He's calling me, but I'm telling him I'm going to have him call you, okay?
Okay. No problem. All
right. Hey,
hang up,
hey, Uncle D. While you getting all these people on the phone, man, I need you to try to get somebody on the screen. I know the motherfuckers ain't still kicking.
Yeah, but I'm still on.
Right. Am I on or am I somebody else talking? So yeah, the Miller Camaro will be there this weekend. The top sportsman race will go off
Friday night. I just asked you a question, brother.
I'm sorry. I was on the other line. I did not hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. I asked you to get somebody from Extreme back on the phone because I know the motherfuckers ain't still sick. They were sick last week. The motherfuckers ain't sick this week.
Here what? All of my lines are full right now, but Lady A, I'm going to send you a phone number because I got 15 lines full. But Lady A, I'm going to send you a phone number and then you can see if you can get them on the phone because. All right. Let me see. What's his name? I can't think of his name. What's his name?
Man, I don't know the motherfuckers, man.
What's the name of their car?
Extreme Motorsports.
No, the name of that truck. The truck is.
Man, the Black Mambo. Black Mambo.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, they on suicide watch. They're on life support right now, and I'm about to
pull the car. Okay, yeah, I got him
right
here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, B-Ray, I got you. Mm-hmm.
All right, Pro Stock Miller's on.
Hey, Mr. Miller, how you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm holding on both hands, scared to let go. You guys are coming down here this weekend, and I hear your car is all repaired. It's getting buttoned up as we speak. You guys are looking for some top sports. You get in the top sportsman winner take all on Friday night.
How much is the car?
Well, it's a winner take all. I mean, everybody's putting up $500, $500 or $1,000, man, whatever it comes up to be. 10 cars or 20 cars, whatever it is. Right now we've got about 16 cars in. So right now it'll be 16 times 5 or
16,000 or 8,000,
one of the two.
You know who's gonna
come here
early,
y'all.
We'll be
there
early, so I'll be able to make a commitment or whatever tomorrow.
I couldn't understand you, Mr. Miller. Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'm sorry. You guys are in the same room, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so B-Ray, when he starts talking, you have to put your phone on mute. Then when he starts talking, then we can just hear him. Go ahead. I said B-Ray, when Mr. Miller starts talking, you just have to put your phone on mute so we can hear him coming through your phone, but we can't hear him in the background in your phone. You know what I mean?
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Hey Joe, this is the Crew Chief show. And my show like a wild out, straight up talk shit. My show ain't about information. My show is about talking shit, getting big shit and pissing somebody off. Damn, we don't like it. So I need you to jump on the freight train for me and, you know, run the caboose. You know what I mean? And let's give us some more
over
the set, man. Let me see. Did you get that number over to Lady A?
Yeah, we did. We did get it to her.
Okay, do that. And I need, let me see. I don't know if you got a lot of races locked in and stuff. I need to holler at him real quick. T5, he said he was going to be there. T5, you there?
Yeah, couldn't get no
Joe was
talking. Oh,
man, you know you got to tell that big ass bitch to shut up. Let's go on the
street, stop.
Okay, you're there. What's up, T5? Same old shit. Same shit, different day. Hey, Fire.
Yo.
Man, what we going to do this weekend, man? On the real, though. You got the boys' number from Extreme, man?
Nah, I don't think I still got that number. You talking about Bebe them?
And Bebe, Pepe, Felipe, Jose, whatever they name you.
let me see if I can look for it. Hold on.
If you can look for it, let me know. I need to get late eight so you can get them on.
I gave her the number already. She's calling them now.
Okay, cool. I need to get a few people on before the line start closing up, cause she can't get nobody on. I got pressure on my chest. I got a lot of pressure for a lot of motherfuckers. And damn, who don't like it? Now you say this weekend right here. This weekend is called hoe up or blow up. So that's what you gonna have to do this weekend. You gonna either hoe up or you gonna blow up. You gonna blow up and be a motherfucking bell, or you gonna hoe up and you know the rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, folks?
You know, hoe up and get screwed.
They gotta hoe up and blow up. Tell them don't keep me waiting all day. I'm trying to do something about these girls. You know what I mean? Don't keep me waiting all day. Folks, what time the track opens up Friday, folks? The track opens up at 4 o'clock on Friday. Okay, 4 o'clock Friday.
At 7 o'clock is the first round for the single carburetor stock suspension 28-29 winner take all. And 7 o'clock is also the time for the top sportsman, 7:30 is for the top sportsman winner take off.
Hey, folks, but you see, it's time to 7 o'clock. Is that going to mean first round or is that going to mean shakedown?
That means first round.
So that means what are we doing?
Pulling from the hat. Yeah, everybody puts their names in. And what we're gonna do is we put in two number one, and you put left and right lane. You put one left and one right. So whatever you pull, you racing the other guy that pulls your number, and you race in the lane that you pull.
Hey, bro, stop. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how to run your race. I can only ask. But you know, it's coming in around the pool of shit is getting out of hand. You can't hear on the mic. You can't hear on the thing. I just say put them on there and then set them on the ladder, man. That way you know what time you got to be back. You ain't got to come back. You ain't got to do work. Oh, I ain't here. This person ain't here. I ain't come pull. You ain't here. You weren't here. It just takes too much time,
okay,
man, especially when it starts right. Going quick.
T5, we already had our partners meeting, and the partners agreed that they wanted to do it this way because next round, what they wanted was the element of surprise of not knowing who they were going to run the next round. That's what they wanted. And what's going to happen is everybody needs to tune into 100.5. That's the track radio system. You have those radio stations on over by your camp, and we will make announcements. Yes.
My radio only go to 99.9.
You stupid.
My radio only go to 99.9.
You
okay,
are
folks,
stupid.
With that being said, folks, what's the time frame between rounds, brother?
60 to 90 minutes.
Huh?
About 60 minutes.
60 minutes in between rounds. All right.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. 60 minutes in between rounds. Okay, because you had us hot lapping away from a beat. I'm talking about you couldn't even get a charge on.
It got late. The track was about to close. We started too late, and that's why we're starting at 7 o'clock. See,
okay.
Over there, I think we didn't start the first round until, and then we, back the, between the first round and the second round, was like 2 hours. So, and that's what I'm telling everybody now, that we're not waiting on nobody. If you get in, you got to be at the lane. That's just like a DT. You got to be at the lane, got to be at the lane. We're getting started, and if you're not there, then oh well.
Okay, so we get 60 minutes between rounds, and
yeah.
In between the 60 minutes, you got to come up for pool, and between the 60 minutes, the pool between the next round.
No. When it's time to get to the lane, when you get to the lane, we'll pull right there, then you go race.
Hey, folks, stop.
Yeah.
I need your help, folks, stop.
Go ahead.
I got some wires, and I got some people asking about the could you repeat the track information and the hotel information? Comfort Inn address. Address to the Comfort Inn and
yeah, hold on one second.
Hey, Fire.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm right here. The hotel information, there's not just one hotel. Everybody can go over to WGNLLC.com, Walgreens Nationals LLC.com, and they can get all the hotels. There's like 60 hotels over there. And the hotels are anywhere from 9 miles away up to 30 miles away. But at the end of the day, none of the tracks are more than like 30 minutes away from the track. None of the hotels are like more than 30 minutes away from the track. And the radio station for the racers to tune into is 100.5. Let me just check that and make sure. I don't want to give out bogus information. Let me just make sure it's 100. The track owner texted me today, and he said that 100.5. Yes, 100.5. Tune into FM 100.5. Okay?
Hey,
go
ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut y'all. Go ahead, bro. I can wait.
Huh?
I didn't mean to cut you off. I can wait. Go ahead.
No, it's FM. No, I was done. You tune into FM 1.5, and we will make announcements in ample enough time, but everybody knows that 7 o'clock first round, 7 o'clock first round for both classes, 8 o'clock second round, and again, it's 1 hour after the class starts. So then third round is 10 o'clock, and fourth round is 11 o'clock. And 11 o'clock is when the staging lanes close. So now, if we happen to have
four rounds?
Huh? Well, I'm saying this. You said what now?
And an hour per round.
Yeah, an hour per round. It's 1 hour after the last card goes down. 1 hour after that. You see what I'm saying?
He's holding off an hour in between every round. Thank so you. If you do an hour in between every round, that's he's only going to have four rounds.
I can't hear him.
He said, well, if you do an hour per round and the lanes close at 11, you only going to have four rounds.
No, we have the track as long as we need it. We have the track as long as we need it. But the plan is to close the lanes by 11. Now, if we still have races to go, we will do all the races that we need to do. We have the track to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning if we need to. You understand? There's no curfew there. We have the track to 2 or 3 o'clock if we need to.
My last is past 11. When they do the grocery, they go to 12.
Who is that talking in the background?
Yeah.
I don't.
When they went to 1.
I don't know. Somebody's talking. That might be
killer bitch.
That's what it said.
Man, put some, hey, man, put some bass in your voice when you say that shit. That shit don't even sound real. I mean, I'm gonna tell
you, I'm at work, man. I'm at work. I got, that's what I'm telling you. I'm at work. So you know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm at work.
I really can't do no talking. What I mean? What's happening? Who is this on the phone, Pro Stock Joe?
Man, you know this person, man. You know my voice by now. Don't do that. Don't do that. Double O, don't do that. You know my voice by now.
Oh, you sound like you're in the bushes trying to talk. I'm behind the bushes. You must got some fucking in front of you.
I ain't never been in no bushes. I don't even know what the bushes look like.
I ain't trying to make you mad, folks. Hey, folks like Joe. Now I'm the crew chief. You know, he talk. He talk real distinguished. You know, with a nice accent. But today he sound like he out there behind one of the palm trees, you know, talking, you know, low like, you know, he may see something, you know what I'm saying? But
Hey, double O,
Y'all bringing the truck, Coochie?
Hey, that's the plan. You know, that's the plan, unless the good Lord tell us to leave it home for some apparent reason, or whatever, something like that. But that's the plan. That's definitely the plan. And you know what I want. Last time I blew the tires off. You know, if we were having sex, that'd be like me coming quick. That'd be like me coming too fast. So this time,
I'm ready.
I done took my Cialis. I got my Cialis, my Viagra, and I done put on two condoms. So I'm ready for war right now.
Hey, folks, stop. This is what I'm telling you. I'm gonna say this slow, cause you know they say I talk slow and I don't talk like I got no. I'm distinguished with my voice and things, cause I, you know, I can holler. My baby will be there Friday morning when the track opens.
Friday morning.
To come off the trailer Friday morning to show her ass.
Oh, shit. To show
her
ass.
I'm not show her ass. If I ain't there, if I'm not there, she's still going to clown before I get there. Friday. Well, I'm going to post office. We on live now. We can run Friday morning, Friday evening, Friday night, Saturday morning. They can do all. They group can do all four races with the S10, Piccolo group, and Primetime group. So we ain't got to just walk around and hunt races. We can get all four of them back to back.
God damn.
Hey,
now what?
That shit sound real good. That shit sound real good, Double O. I got to get it to you. Boy, you said some shit then. You sound, almost sound like a wannabe grudge racer. Almost sound like a wannabe grudge racer. That shit sound real
Pro
good. Hey, Listen, the last time
they say we ran 007, he wouldn't run back the same day. We're going to be like Cold Killer and Tony. Somebody just going to throw a goddamn white towel and say, I give.
Hey, one thing about me. One thing about me, I'm a motherfucking pain. I'm a pain freak, man. Yo,
he say somebody gonna throw the towel in. So what he saying? Throwing it through the towel in?
That's how it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Pro Stock Joe. Now you know I wouldn't get on national air. Have I got on national air before and lied to the few fans I still got? If you can play back anything I done said that I didn't do, pull the show up. They all recorded.
I don't care.
Huh?
It's all good, Double O. Double O, it's all good.
Y'all want to do it Friday?
Hey, Double O. I got one thing to say to you. Yeah. One time you did tell a damn lie on national air. When you trained the Bennington and Coochie blow your ass whole lot, you told a lie then because you said you was going to blow his ass whole lot. So you did tell a damn lie.
Well, is that T5, right?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Hey, T5, guess what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then, well, since Crew Chief had such a good success with Jamie, why not we just let them run it back? Why don't we just say fuck it, let Crew Chief and Jamie just battle out this goddamn weekend.
Listen, I ain't got no problem with it. I like Crew Chief
anytime
he line up with any motherfucking
brother. Well, that's the only thing I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let them battle it out, man.
Okay.
The only reason why they don't battle it out is because, you know, Jamie, you know, if he has some more obligation, then we got to do something else with the driver.
What do you think we should grab?
Huh? Say it again. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Hey, Pro Stop Joe.
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah.
I mean, will you tell them dudes that come out behind the palm tree, man, so we can hear them? Ain't no damn storm down there today, bro.
Hey, listen, man.
They talking about all that shit that happened 35 years ago when you had diapers on and I still had some hair on my head. We talking about some shit that's going to happen this weekend. What the hell they want to do now?
Hey, man,
one of y'all got some back. One of y'all got your phone on speaker or something because it's echoing like a motherfucker in the phone. Somebody got their phone on speakerphone. Probably sound like Post Talk Joe. That's who it sound like. I'm going to be 100. He probably doing something he ain't got no business doing, you nasty bastard.
Insane.
You know, he's quick to be doing some things he ain't got no business doing.
Yeah, somebody phone me is echoing.
Yeah, somebody got background noise in the back. But,
not my phone. It's not nobody on my phone.
Might be 0010. That car might be his work phone. Hey, hang up your work phone and get on your cell phone, man.
Yeah.
I'm on my cell phone.
Well, hang up your cell phone and get on the work phone. That motherfucker echo.
Set it off, man.
We ain't got no echo on it.
On the back here.
All right.
Lady, do you have anybody else's phone on? We need a mic open?
I don't post out, yeah.
You see, this thing here should have a... That's got a fuse in there now.
Hey, 007, Mustang Walker got on the radio talking a lot of shit the other day. He said he had a small block, semi-long, and he wanted action with Little Red Riding Hood.
Who is that talking about? Who the hell is that talking?
I don't know
who the hell is that post-op joke coming out of the hood? Oh, tell me that's that damn Wayne never scared.
I'm not a fan. I was just saying what he was saying the other day.
Oh, cool. I had to click over, so I thought you were Wayne. I just be joking at Wayne. I'm not being rude. Now, what you say it again, if you don't mind, please.
The guy, Mustang Walker, they said he had a Chevrolet, and he was talking a lot of shit the other day about Little Red Riding Hood. And I was just, they didn't get you on the phone, but I wish they had, but. He was talking a lot of shit about some shit in love with a small block.
Hey, man, Mustang Walker, he doing just what he's doing. Instead of him being Mustang Walker, he drinking that Mustardine juice, man. He was drunk when he was on the phone. Man, they got everything in fucking drag racing with that little truck.
Okay, appreciate it, man. I just wanted to hear what you had to say because you were on the phone talking about the shit.
Man, he can't even lock up for that truck, man. They just be talking. They be talking. I had Post Talk Joe to call Mustang Walker the other day. Did he ever answer you, return your call back, Post Talk Joe?
That again?
Did Mustang Walker ever return your call?
No, that punk bitch ain't never called nothing. He's a goddamn fake-ass racer. And a goddamn... And the Team Aberdeen is illegitimate until he does return that phone call. Now, so let it be written, so let it be done. Team Aberdeen is on the fake-ass racing list until he returned that call. They won by goddamn accident.
Hey, man, ain't no
only person gonna step up to the plate and run a little Red Riding Hood with a little truck. It's gonna be Fat by Gas. I give them that credit. Now they're gonna step up and run. But all these other people, man, they just hawking.
Hey, who's one of the Grudge Inc. guys? I don't know if he's one of the Grudge Inc. killers or one of the Grudge Inc. one hiding in the bushes.
I don't know. They say he got his S10 right, though. He got his S10, though, Crucci.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I need to see him then. If he going to be there, I need to see him immediately.
Yeah, you can do that.
I need to see him.
I think Bad Bugs and Blue Red Riding Hood is one of the two best trucks I've ever seen, man, and y'all need to keep it going on. I love to see them, y'all go in, man, and y'all staying competitive in the Grudge thing.
Oh yeah, man, we jugging each other, but we gonna have some fun, man. You know, them trucks is tip for tat. It depends on whoever get up out of there, man. Y'all just keep it real. I'll keep it 100.
Yeah.
But it's competitive, though. We both competitive. I just don't want to get T5's blood pressure up. Hey, T5, ain't you running my homeboy Gadget over there?
Yeah, one thing about it, you ain't going to get my blood pressure up. The only thing you going to do is get fucked up. You ain't Gadget. That's all going to happen.
Listen, if Gadget coming, he coming. Boy, look at him. Yeah, he say coming. He gonna, what he gonna do? Come on, everybody, leave. No, he coming. I think he coming over tomorrow. When y'all coming up?
Man, what you talking about, man? Gadget there right now, man. What you talking about? The man said he gonna be there. Oh, yeah, that's right. He there. Man, listen, he there right now. And he still ain't called Big Cock or Big Ken with no good news yet. Now, what kind of homeboy that is?
Now, you sure he's there now? Yeah, he's there now.
He's there now, right now. He told us that last week.
No, Gadget was here today, man, when I talked to him.
Man, he on the road then.
Oh, okay. But
like this, he gonna test for a week. Well, matter of fact, we ain't going to even get a chance to check. By the time we get there, we're going to be coming there just in time to start the shootout. So we coming straight off the trailer going to a bitch ass.
I mean, ain't no it's a shootout that y'all going to be running in? Are you just grudging?
What you say now, Double O?
They run a 10-5 tie shootout, or they just, him and T5, they grudging, though, ain't they?
No, yeah, him and T5 got a grudge.
Yeah. I thought
they
got grub.
When y'all getting up, Friday morning? We'll probably be there Friday afternoon sometime.
Okay, okay. You gotta, I won't get there.
Like 12 hours for us, man.
Yeah, it's 12 hours for me, so I probably won't get there
till
Friday night sometime, but Tony them gonna be there with the truck that morning.
Nah. Yeah, we won't make it there.
They don't need me there, no way.
We ain't gonna bring them in the morning.
Yeah, they don't need me there. Shit, they've been running that something 4 or 5 times before I get there.
Crew Chief.
Yo, talk to me.
How you doing, Crew Chief?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. What's going on? It sounds like it's Larry.
This is Larry out of Chicago, Crew Chief. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, bro. I'm excited in a mother lover right now.
I know it. It's gonna be the. It's going to be the big get down. This weekend going to be the big get down.
Yes, sir.
I thought I would ask you a question right quick, Crew Chief, why everybody on the boat aboard, because I just heard something, and what I heard, I wanted to address it and see if you agree. Is shootout the same thing as grudge racing?
Is the shootout the same thing as grudge racing?
Yeah.
Grudge racing is grudge racing. Ain't no such thing as shootout and grudge racing is two different things.
World
okay.
Racing is just what it says. World Racing.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to ask that question, Crew Chief, because I heard that both of them was the same thing. And I know, long as I've been around drag racing, I never know that shootouts was the same thing as grudge racing, because some people are counting shootouts for grudge racing just because they bet money. You know, and I think, yeah, folks like Joe, we talked about this the other day, you know, and I just thought I'd get somebody else's opinion because I never thought that they was the same thing.
Now, the distinction that I made, if I could go through, Chief, that's fine with you. The distinction I made was this. If you're putting up your own money and you're running for a pot, that's a grudge race. Because it's three or four different people, it may be a different kind of grudge race. But if you put up, if you're running for the money that somebody else put up, you're running for a purse. And that's not necessarily, that's not grudge race.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a problem with either. But one, where you put up your own money, that's grudge race. You run it for somebody else's money, that's not grudge race. That's a shootout.
Right. Okay, well, the reason I was asking that, Bruce, was because of the simple fact that for the ones that do just grudge race, it's not fair to them, because if a person is hacked a shootout racer and they put their money up, and they count it as a grudge race, and it doesn't because it's more shootouts than it is grudge races. So my point that I was trying to get across that they wasn't the same thing. That's all. That's why I was asking.
But what I'm saying is this: I'm saying that a shootout is a race. I mean, but if it's a shootout, it's a purse shootout. That's one deal. If it's a pot shootout, it's another deal. A pot is, okay, me, you, and Crew Chief, and Big Low, we all put up our money, and we're racing to put up $1,000. We're racing for $4,000. Now, just because I got to race two times to get the money don't mean that I ain't grudge racing. No? So, at the end of the day, that's still grudge racing. But now, if let's say, the track put up the $4,000 and none of us put up anything, right?
Yeah,
that's not grudge racing.
Okay, well, Joe, you know why I was making that point, Joe? The reason I was making that point is because of the simple fact that back during the time that we were drag racing, you know, whatever, it was a shootout, we still bet it anyway. But it was still a thing that it was a difference between a shootout and a grudge race. So that's why I brought that point up. I brought it up on two different shows, and I'm just trying to get an opinion because I just heard it stipulated a while ago. Was it a shootout or was it a grudge race? You know, so I know it's got to be a difference.
Hey, Mr. Lass, can I ask you a question, Mr. Lass?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just say you got a car, I got a car, and we're in a shootout, right?
Right.
You better dime, I better dime.
Okay.
What's the difference between us? Because we're in the shootout. We still just grudge each other for a dime.
Well, if we gonna grudge each other, though, Crew Chief, we don't have to go to a shootout.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. You might not, I might not want to run you. Because I'm in the shootout, I might come to you and start talking trash to you. You say, man, better dime. I say, okay, better dime. We better done. That's a grudge race. The only thing it is, we in the shootout. What's the difference?
Okay, the difference is that we in a shootout when we grudge run. The other one is that we just straight up grudge running. Because, see, if we in a shootout, eventually we're going to end up running each other anyway. So if we want to better first.
Mr. Larry, that's what I'm going to say. Me and you just got tied up in the shootout. You,
okay.
I come over there talking trash to you, you say we're better done. I said, get it done. What's the difference? Can you tell me what's the difference? Because the only difference is, because what you saying is, back in the day, that's what used to happen. All I'm saying is, what's the difference? We still just get it done.
Okay, listen, now, let me ask you this question. I'm going to make it real sweet, and I'm going to get off here and let y'all get back to what y'all was doing.
I'll ask you this question. Well, I'll ask you this here. If I keep a record, okay, just say I take a record of everybody win and losses in Grudge and everybody's win and losses in Shootouts, do I put both of them together or do I still keep them separate? That's mainly what I'm trying to say, Crew Chief.
No, this is not Crew Chief, this is T5. Listen, this is my thing, Les. You know,
okay.
When it comes down to my money and your money, you might catch your money a little different. As long as I just took the win and whatever you want to call it, Shootout, Grudge, whatever I want, I won.
Okay, and I agree with you.
But you got to understand, who's the keeper record of Charlie on what?
Okay. Well, okay, the reason I asked you that, because, see, at the end of the year, somebody's going to get Grudge Racer of the Year, okay? If you take your Shootouts and you take your Grudges and tie them together, you're going to come out by far. But if you just take your Grudge record, you understand what I'm saying, and use your Grudge record, if you take your Shootout record and use it, then that's going to make it fair to everybody because there's a lot of people that's not even in Shootouts.
Well, Mr. Law, there's a lot of people that don't bet money in Shootouts. A lot of people just run Shootouts and run Shootouts. But there's a lot of people that bet money in Shootouts. That's why Joe asked. Last year,
okay,
when he started doing it, what you did? Tell me the races that you had. So now, I wish Russell called him in the pot, and me and him bet 2,000. Okay, well, that's a good race. Okay, well, I won the Shootout. That don't mean that. Okay, that's why Joe asked. A good race, and he had to call those people and say, did y'all bet money? Oh, yeah, we bet 2,000. Okay, that's a good race. That's
okay.
The difference in the Shootout is what you say. If you say how to do it for the year, that's all the way you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what I was asking it for, you know, because, see, a lot of times I see things where people try to take advantage of situations. With me, I think that drag racing is all equal ability, no matter how big you are in the game and how small you are in the game. At the end of the year, everybody going to did their job. And everybody that did their job that worthwhile is supposed to be rewarded for their job. So I know that there do come a time where somebody's going to be the Grudge Racer of the Year. You know, so when they come down, I was just wondering, was it going to be kind of confusing? That's all.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mr. Larry. I think the people, you know, like, Tony, he's been winning it. Tony's been winning it every year. I don't care how many Shootouts you put in. It ain't, man, people ain't running as much as Tony.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But see, Tony also, I mean, since we own Tony, Tony also count Park Out money as a win. You know, I don't count Park Out money because I say you got two different types of money. I say you got lockup money and you got Park Up money. If somebody breaks or somebody dies in somebody's family, they didn't Park Out. They doing what they got to do. But if somebody sees somebody make a good pass and then they say, well, no, I ain't going to run here to go pay the money, I consider that to be Park Out money. You know, so that's just one of my personal opinion. You know, but that's the way that I be looking at it. And I thought I would bring that point up just to have a general discussion with you because I feel like I can talk to you all like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's good, Mr. That's why I tell you don't get off. You just could. You ain't got to rush off. You could. We don't bother with
it. Right. But, no, I was just trying to get some closure to it because I was kind of confused about it. So I had asked it on two other different shows, and I thought I would ask on the Crew Chief show also.
No problem. That's good. Good deal, Mr. Larry. You know, anything you want to know or anybody you want to piss off, hey, feel free to on my show. It's all good.
Well, you
know
with me being an older guy, I can't participate no more. I have to participate through my little brother. I just want the thing to be fair to everybody, Crew Chief, and that's what I be about, Crew Chief, you know. So if I got a question like that, I ask that question, and after that, I give me some closure to it, you know. That's all.
Okay, Mr. Larry. That's what it is.
At the end of the day, if I could jump in on that a little bit, Crew Chief.
Go ahead, man.
If you, at the end of the day, it depends on what you count as a win or not count as a win. Tony, the way he counts it is, if he wins some money, then he won. I mean, that's just the way he does it. I mean, whether he's right or wrong, that's what he bases everything off. If he wins some money, at the end of the day, then he says he won a race. But some other people.
Hey, Pro Star Joe, hold on one second. When you say that to me, Pro Star Joe,
See, I listen very well, Post Talk Joe, and I'm like this here. If me and you lock up 500 on 3,000, if we race, and we did race, why is it that you didn't get the 3,000? Why is it that you only got the 500? You know, that's not a win. I couldn't put that in no win record, no loss record. That's something to compensate somebody because of the simple fact they took their time to come and spent their time or so far and so on. You know, but they didn't win the 3,000, so there can't be a win.
Well, I'll tell you what, how about this? If you go in like you thought, I just came back from Atlantic City. I was playing poker.
Okay.
I was up $3,000 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I walked away with $600. So now,
okay,
more than when I started. So
okay,
do I say to myself, I lost, or do I won? Because I was up $3,000 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost $1,400 of that.
Okay.
$2,400 of that. Walked away with $600. To the good. Do I say I had a winning day or do I have a losing day? What's the answer?
Okay. You can say you had a winning day, but you can't say you won the 3,000. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what your point is.
But I didn't lose three. But I mean, at the end of the day, I left with more than I started with. So was that a win or was that a loss?
Okay. That was a win, but...
I could have walked away with 3,000, but I walked away with 600.
Okay.
Is that a win or lose?
Okay, that's a win. But what I'm saying to you is this here. When you're speaking on it, I might as well, since I brought the point out, you got people that drive all the way from 400 miles to come and see a race. Okay? Is it fair to them? They didn't see the race, but you won. You see what I'm saying? So my thing is, if a person don't see the race and you won, then what was the benefit for the person that's sitting up in the stand? You see what I'm saying? So everybody, to me, everybody's important in the game. So, and the thing is that y'all are performers, you know, and we are people that's coming to watch you perform. So I can't just look at it from one avenue. I have to look at it from both avenues, you know. Nobody wants to come to 400 or 500 miles and see nobody get paid no park out money.
That's a great
point. I know.
That is a great point. You hit the nail on the head and said, but we know that grudge racing, that's why the promoters that are putting on the show, become important.
Which store, doesn't matter.
Okay.
I got a route sheet.
Right.
Crew chief.
Yo, talk to me.
I think we can hear you talking to somebody in the background, I think.
Hold on. All right, let me mute my phone then.
Okay. So Larry, you made a great point. And people have been just recently questioning the importance of promoters.
Right.
Now, here's why I say the promoter becomes important. Now, if you travel 400 or 500 miles, right, Purple Rain tells the story all the time how he used to drive to New Jersey. I drove to New Jersey a couple occasions to see one race. He got there, they canceled the race or paid the punk out, whatever, and he had to drive back home empty-handed. Now, here's where a promoter comes in handy. Okay, you go out to the track. The promoter, if he's a quality promoter, he has a great show for you. Now, he's got a shootout, right? He's got several grudge races lined up. Now, again, everything may not happen the way he wants it, but at the end of the day, you should end up leaving there having somewhat been entertained to some degree. You may not have gotten everything that you anticipated, but if there's a good promoter, a quality promoter, that's what makes the difference between just going to the track on a Wednesday night like people are saying. See, that grudge is not guaranteed. And if there is no planned show, what did you go to the track for? Well, you didn't get anything for your money.
Okay.
Even if it was $10. So now you pay double that, and now you have a planned show. At least you're going to see a shootout, maybe two in most cases. You know, a small tire, a big tire shootout, or maybe, you know, extreme stock suspension and maybe, you know, 28 small block, whatever, or pro mod or back half or whatever it is. But you have a or the street cars. But that's where promoters become important
because they will make you get your $20 worth, your money's worth at the end of the day. That's why promoters are important.
Right.
Now, there
agree,
are
some
promoters,
with you, Joe.
Not all promoters are the same, and some are more are better than others at what they do, just like, you know, some racers are better than others, and some bus drivers are better than others, but at the end of the day, that's why promoters are important.
Right. Joe, when you tell me that, I'm understanding everything that you're saying to me, Joe, and the thing was, I remember when I was on that side of the fence, where I was the actor, okay? But see, I'm not an actor no more. I'm a fan. And with me being a fan, I have a certain specific somebody that I pick and choose specifically, especially that I want to see. Okay, the other festivities, the other festivities is real cool. But I got a certain specific truck that when I come down there, that's got to be so charged up until it makes me drive some 1,000 miles or 900 miles or 800 miles. So that's what I be wanting to see. So my point was that I have had quite a few people that sits up in the fans. Sit up in the stands, and those are the fans. And they said to me, "Well, I don't want to drive all the way down there to see no punk out money paid. I don't want to do it." That stops a lot of people from coming. The only reason I brought that point up is because of the simple fact that if we establish it, then the bigger the crowd is going to get, though. You know, that's the only reason I brought that point up. It's not that I have any personal endeavor or anything, but it's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But it's very important. It's very important that we have everybody to participate and the festivities that's going on. That's all I was saying. That's the only point that I had.
Right.
You
got to
come up with
An event. Go ahead, Krucheep. I'm sorry.
That wasn't Krucheep. That was me, Joe.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You got to come up with another category. You got to come up with a category that's you win or lose the lockup, and then you got to come up with a category whether you win or lose the race.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you. I don't really think that anybody that's why I'm the guy that started saying all victories are not the same. Now,
true.
When you say you won a race, right, that, to me, the only way you can say I whooped your ass is if you went side by side, both cars
right.
Made a good pass. I whooped your ass then. If a guy red lit, or crosses the center line, or car gets wrecked, tires go up in smoke, or has to pat the gas or something like that, you didn't whoop nobody's ass. You won a race.
That's right.
So that's why I came up with the ghost ass whooping. Well, you know how, you know, like when your car's acting up, you say it has a demon in it, you can't find the little bug, the little problem that car's acting up, that, you know, usually it's electrical, but sometimes it's some other stuff. But that's like I call it a demon. And so now when you lose a race because of a little mishap, whatever, we call that a ghost. So that's a ghost ass whooping. Bobby Wildchild said, he gave ghost ass whooping. I don't know if I said it first or he said it first. But anyway, we both have said it a lot. And I said that you can't claim to whoop somebody's ass. You can say I won a race, but not whoop somebody's ass if it was a ghost ass whooping.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that, though. I agree with you 100% on that, because if a guy's on the line and he get ready to lead the line and you get ready to lead the line and his drive share fly out and he has to pay, he getting ready to, or stuff that happened to his car right there before he gets to the line and he has to pay, one is punk out money and one is lockup money. If his drive share fly out, he didn't punk out, he just loses lockup money. You know, so that's the point that I was only trying to, stipulate. That's all, Joe. You know, and I appreciate y'all taking the time out to listen to me. And I'm going to get right back on mute and let y'all continue with the show, because I really didn't want to tie it up with that. But I just wanted to get some closure to it. That's all.
Man, I want to get those before, man. That's what these shows are for, man.
Yeah, Larry, you got a good job. Pro Stock, Larry, Crew Chief. How y'all doing, man? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, hold on, Mississippi Joe. Mr. Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you call us anytime, man. You know, the door's open to you, brother. You like family. You call in every week, brother.
Yes, sir. That's why I do it, man, because I feel like family. And that's the only reason I brought that up, because I felt like I could talk with you all about it, because I know y'all helped me get some closure to that, because I was having a problem with it.
Yeah,
Well, you know, the outdoors always open to you, Mr. Larry. Just call anytime you get us to have a little thing, a little steam you need to blow off your chest, just give us a call.
I appreciate that, Crew Chief.
Okay.
Mississippi Joe.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
What's going on,
what's
Joe?
What's up, Mississippi Joe?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How's everybody tonight?
We good.
Coochie, how you doing?
What's up,
Bob? And Folk Stop, and Larry, and Kid, and everybody, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I would just like to ask for a few minutes to say a little something, if I may.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, Coochie, I just want to let everybody know that my show comes on Friday night at 7 p.m. East Coast time. In Mississippi, Chicago, Texas, it comes on at 6 p.m.
Okay, good.
But I'm once again, Mississippi Joe Show Friday night, 7 p.m. East Coast time, Florida time, 7 p.m. East Coast and Florida time, 6 p.m. Mississippi, Chicago, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So
gotcha.
I would just like to put that out there so everybody don't forget. And I appreciate y'all and y'all having a great show. And I'll see you all at The Rock. That is Rockingham, North Carolina. If the creek
okay.
don't ride. Friday.
Folks out, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Folks out, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Brother, you had me on the edge of my seat when you were talking about them races. Boy, you had me so hyped up, I didn't know if I was going to. Gonna shit a fart. I didn't know which one I was gonna do, bro.
Man, listen, Joe. This should be exciting, man. This should be one for the books, man. This should be one for the records. It's gonna be epic, man. At every turn, at every level. I mean, like I said, all them races I named, ain't none of them races headline races. All of them races.
I want to take the time out to tell you this. Since Crew Chief Nim was so kind and nice enough to give me a little moment and take care of this old little country boy like the way they have, I appreciate Jimmy T5 for doing that. But I just want to tell you, Pro Stop, no matter how much me, Crew Chief, T5, all us, no matter how much we get mad with you or don't like some of the things you do, keep doing what you're good at. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, or if you're a little slow, I mean promotion. You are one of the best promoters out there. Wouldn't you agree, Crew Chief and T5?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he do his thing. He do his thing. He make everybody mad at sometimes, but he do his thing.
He do his thing. I said the same thing on my show. So what I'm telling you, Pro Stop Joe, don't let nobody discourage you or stop you from doing what you love. Not me, not No, not T5, not Crew Chief, not nobody. When I said nobody, I mean nobody. Keep doing your thing, Pro Stop, because we love this game, no matter how mad we get, and you bring some good racing to us at The Rock.
And now you know what we know.
That's right, kid, and I'm pretty sure you're going to bring another good event before the year is out if the creek don't rise. Talk to us, Pro Stop.
Oh, yeah.
And now you know what we know.
Now you know what we know. Wow.
Hey, Mississippi Joe.
Yes, sir.
Why you making that man cry? You making a grown man cry. Don't make him cry. It's Mascara running, man. Don't make him cry, Mississippi Joe.
All right, well, Giganto is going to make you cry.
Listen for a minute. So I was on the Wild Man show, and we had some guys call in from y'all home state, T5, which was Florida. Said that they always used to pay in the extra money to get through the gate because they want to park their vehicles or whatever they may have in the gate. And they were talking about the Pro Stop wasn't letting nobody do that. You know when I came on there and said Pro Stop, and if I'm wrong, I'm just wrong, but I said, hey, man, what y'all have to realize is that Pro Stock is just trying to keep down controversy and all the riff morale that's going on. I'm pretty sure if you see Pro Stock, you can get the same kind of VIP treatment that he normally gives. Because I don't think nobody going to be able to stop you from doing what you were doing, Pro Stock. As long as you're treating people right, it's going to be all right. And we all are grown. We know right from wrong. And that's that, bro, stop.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like I said, we will accommodate folks and we'll do what we got to do. But,
right.
You know, like I said, you know, certain elements that want to distract from the magnitude of this event. And this ain't nothing like this ever happened before in the history of drug racing. And those people that say it did, I mean, you're just mistaken, man. You're mistaken or you are intentionally hating. So at the end of the day...
I got a question for you, Pro Stop.
What's that?
And I'm going to say this on live air because I think the people need to know. Would you make this an annual event except I got one good thing that I would like to throw out there to you in front of the whole world? I might be messing up, Pro Stop. I don't know. I'm not always the smartest. But I will try something. I would love to see, and Crew Chief and T5, if y'all agree with me, would y'all say something on this, please? I would love to see an annual event, but I'd love for you to change to another state next year. Every year, a different state.
Well, Mississippi Joe, it is the plan to do this event every year. That has already been established, and we'll do it on the same weekend every year, the 4th of July weekend. But the idea of moving from state to state has been discussed. Nothing is in writing, and as everybody knows, I have 24 partners with me on this. And again, it was never about the money. It was about bringing the whole nation of grudge racing together. The worldwide federation, Inc. Incorporated of racing together. So the ideal of getting everybody together. It was never about the money. So taking it to a different state may very well be a very good idea. But, yes, I can tell you right now, this race will happen again next year. And we may not have gotten everything as smooth as we would like it this year. And hopefully next year when everybody sees that this is a great event that it is, next year when people start interjecting and trying to distract, trying to make it less than what it is and try to start some controversy, maybe everybody will drown them out and tell them, shut the fuck up.
That's what I'm talking about, Pro Stop. Now, I want to hear Crew Chief and T5 input on what I said.
Hey, Joe, I'll be the first to say, that'd be a good idea. That way, you're going to get more people every year. You're going to get more and more people to come out to be able to participate because it's in different states. And not only that, that particular race would never get born. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what I'm
you
talking
know.
About, Gucci.
That race will never get born. It's not, we at the same track every year doing the same thing with the same group of people. Every time they move it, you're going to run into different people every time, and there's always going to be something different to see.
I agree, Gucci.
Yeah.
Then you got those people that are far off, can't afford to make it all the way to Rockingham. Then we get it a little closer, then we're going to get even more people who couldn't afford to come all the way up there, vice versa. I agree, Gucci.
That's exactly why I said you're gonna get to see more people. You're gonna get to see more people every time because you're gonna see somebody that couldn't make it last year, or you might see somebody who wasn't able to make it last year, or somebody who got a new car that's locally that can come make it to a local track that can't travel because they got a new car. You know what I mean? It's a lot of variables that's gonna bring a lot of different elements to that race every year if it moves around. I'm 100% with it, in agreement with you on that, Pro Stop.
I'm going to tell you like this with Mississippi Joe. It's a good thing because you got a lot of people that work, that really love the sport, and by them moving it from, you know, state to state, that gives a lot of people a chance to see the race when it comes to their state. They really couldn't get their day off to make a two-day drive to wherever it was the last time. So, you know, by them moving it from state to state, it gives, you know, give everybody a chance to meet somebody and, you know, put a face with the name and see different people.
Correct.
Hey, I agree. Pro Stop, you and your 25 other partners have came up with something not good, but great. Would y'all second me on that, Crew Chief?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Hey, Mississippi Joe, you're doing a lot of good stuff for the first start tonight, right? But we don't want to keep this match down running now, because when I see him Friday, I don't want him looking like no clean with that black shit right as I.
Oh, all right, you know what I'm doing. I'm going to tell y'all. Cool Chief and T5, y'all know I got some on my sleeve. Post, I better have them damn free passes ready.
Oh, shit. I knew it was up. I didn't know. Listen, y'all. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was coming, damn it. I knew it was coming. I knew what it was. I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I just did? I just took my damn phone and put it on the speaker and let my damn wife hear it. This is Mississippi Joe talking about me. Listen to what he's saying.
No, but seriously, though, Pro Stock, I mean, man, listen, we excited. Everybody's excited. I mean, that old saying is true. You don't let the devil ride, because if you let him ride, he going to show you how to drive. So don't let him ride. Don't let him ride.
Oh, no doubt about that, man. We on top of this thing. We riding the devil back. We riding the witch's broom. And we going on, goddamn, we going to move on down to Rockingham. And again, that's G-O-T, not G-O-D. Those that keep the score.
This is going to be the greatest race ever. And if T5 say one more goddamn word, I'm going to get Big Dick on the phone.
No, I don't care what you do, man. Listen. One thing about that, Mississippi, you don't give a fuck where he is. Listen, Joe, listen. I'm going to promise you this here. Listen, Joe. Just like you got some up your sleeve, Joe, we got some of our sleeve. And, Joe, the same thing that make your dumb ass wrong is going to be the same thing to make your dumb ass cry. I can promise you that shit.
Uh-oh, I can't wait.
He done did it.
So what y'all telling me is all the tricks coming out at the World's Glorious National. Is that what y'all really telling me?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Pete, that's what we saying.
That's what we saying. Believe me to you. Hey, listen. The same thing that make them laugh. You hear him laughing all the time when that little dirty laugh. And we going to make his ass cry.
Well, all right, y'all. Well, that sounds good to me. We're going to be riding, body. That's all I can say. Pro Stock, I just want to tell him, will you tell me, Pro Stock, what you're going to be doing? Are you going to have on those Versace sunglasses and them Gator saddles and walking around that wild and styling and profiling with that hat tilt low and that black Pro Stock Joe shirt in G-Cock? Hey, tell us a little bit about how you're going to hang and bang this weekend, Pro Stock.
Hey, man, that's where the text line going to be at this weekend, man. That's what we want to know. Hey, Joe, Joe, you going to run that same thing this weekend or what, man?
Hey, Crew G, we going to do like these young folks out there. We been there. Turn up.
Oh, yeah. We definitely going to turn up. Hey,
will you get Pro Stock on the line for me and make an announcement, man?
Man, I'm trying to find him right now. Pro Stock. Damn it, you done been on the phone all this time, and now you ain't answering the phone. Pro Stock. I got to ask him, man. I got to ask him. I want him to hear me when I ask him.
And he trying to get his zero on the phone, Coochie.
Man, oh yeah, that right here trying to get our little dick on the phone. He needs to leave that slow motherfucker where he at, man.
Hey, Larry, what time you leaving out, Bo, from the Windy City, Bo?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to wait for little brother to get the truck. I'm trying to wait for him to zero down and let me know what he gonna do, man. That's what I'm waiting on now.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Larry.
You got that right.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yes.
Hey, can you give me your definition of everything in drag racing?
Everything in drag racing?
Yeah, this shit new to me.
The back tire, the brake, the clear. Ain't nothing else to get in drag racing.
All right. That's what I've been wanting to know.
Ain't nothing. Ain't too much more you can get outside of that to me. That's everything in drag racing.
Unless you had him to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Unless you had him to win.
All right.
That's everything but the win. But hey, Paul, stop. Man, Paul, stop. Don't ask me, man. I don't know if I offended him already or what, but he get his ass back on the phone. Paul, stop.
Hey, Mississippi Joe.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You making your plans and reservations to come up here to the north?
Yes, sir. You already know that.
Oh, okay.
You already know. If the creek don't rise, man, we'll be right there hanging and banging and huffing and puffing and doing our thing. You know how it go, kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, when you gonna make it in to the rock, man?
To the rock?
Yeah, when you plan on setting down?
Friday evening.
Okay. Okay, well, we
Friday,
set down.
We leaving Friday morning, Chief. If the good Lord spares and the creek don't rise, Friday morning, we gonna set bye.
Okay, cool.
What about y'all? 14 4, what time y'all leaving?
Yeah, we gonna leave Friday morning. We ain't got no definite time Friday morning, but we're gonna leave sometime Friday morning. We're gonna try to be there in time for the shootout. That's why I asked Postop what time the track opening up and everything. We probably make it at just in time to make the shakedown and be ready for the first round.
Well, can I ask you a couple questions, Crew Chief? If you don't mind, I know this your show, that's why I'm asking.
I don't mind, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask some questions because I know I'm not the only one that want to know. I know it's a lot of the fans and racers want to know, too. Can we expect to see Big Low on 29th at the Rock?
Well, I'm going to be 100, Joe. I ain't seen a big homie since we left the track, but I'm pretty sure, I'm almost certain he still got him on, man. I'm almost certain he still got him on.
28.
Hey, Mississippi Joe.
Yes.
Then you just tell us you had some up your sleeve, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you gotta do is just sit back and watch them two red cars this weekend. I ain't gonna have a crew chief on the spot, because like I said, my big homie, crew chief ain't seen the big homie, he been working. He got a new gig, everybody don't know, my boy do this thing. So I ain't gonna let you put his foot in his mouth, so I'm gonna help him out. So your next question, go ahead.
Well, I'm just excited that I want to see everybody fight, man. Only thing I hate is that we not ready yet, but I still love racing. I'm a fan also, and I just want to see everybody fight. And hopefully soon we'll be right there with y'all fighting also,
Well, Mr. Chippen, man, we just wait for your return, brother. That's how we do it. We waiting on your return. It takes time. When you do a perfection, it takes a little time. So we understand.
Oh, yeah. You can't rush perfection. You cannot do it.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Hey, like I said, I don't know if you was on the phone earlier. I told him, man, to set the record straight. I don't know who is going to fin. I told him, man, there's only one gangster boo that we respect. And that was the original. That's the original gangster boo.
All the mother
gangster boos out there, or whatever, gangster boos, or wannabe gangsters, or whatever the case may be, and they get their ass in line.
Well, Coochie, I want to say thank you, man, and I want to say to all the fans that we have, I promise you all, if the creek don't rise, we will not let you all down.
So,
it's coming to a theater near you, and boy, you all will be glad to pay y'all $20 when y'all see this thing. I promise you that.
That's what it is, Joe. That's what's up. Well, we'll be glad to see y'all boys back in action. One thing about it, we'll be glad to see y'all back in action. But Lo and my team, he gonna be on y'all heels once again. He's going to be on y'all heels once again, trying to redeem himself from the last go-round.
And you know what, Crew Chief? That's what makes it so good. We have racing, man. It'll be racing. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It will be racing. And, and we plan to come to Florida this year.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely plan to come to Florida this year.
Okay, I can't wait for y'all boys to get back, man. So, in the meantime, between time, hey, y'all just keep doing what you're doing. We'll see y'all shortly, man. Y'all get it back.
All right, thanks for the love, Crew Chief.
All right, for sure, bro.
Thanks for the love, man.
No problem. Hey, Jim. This is Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, man, before you go, man, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and run the final comment because I know this phone going to hang up in about the next 2 or 3 minutes or so. So I'm going to go ahead and run through the lines real quick and let's get the final comment, being that you're on. So I'll go ahead and give us the final comment, bro.
I would just like to thank you and T5, your co-host, for allowing me, this little country boy, to come on and y'all give me all the courtesy to say a couple of things and what I would like. And I just want to let y'all know I appreciate it, and it was a damn good show, man. I can't wait to encounter and fellowship with you guys at The Rock Friday evening.
Same here. No problem. Appreciate it, Joe. Kid from New York.
What's happening?
Kid from Chicago, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Go ahead and give me a final comment, brother.
Yeah, it was a nice show there, Crew Chief. Like I said, I hope y'all have a good time over there at The Rock. Me, myself, I'm going to be in